We starting recording and we starting to record and we start by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It's an ayah in Surah Al-Fatiha. Must. It's ayah 1 in Surah Al-Fatiha, so it's must. And it's forbidden to say at the beginning of Surah 9, which is Surah Al-Tawbah, because Allah is very angry in that surah. And it is in the middle of Surah Al-Naml. The middle of Surah Al-Naml. Did you pick up the ayah? Mm-hmm. Ayah 30, Surah An-Naml, ayah 30. Surah An-Naml is Surah 27, okay? All right. So, what is the meaning of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Comes to Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is the meaning? What is the meaning of Bismillah? Go ahead, Sudama. No, Bismillah, just Bismillah.
In the name of Allah.
Yeah, what does it mean when you say in the name of Allah? What does it mean? Huh?
To respect towards Allah, like it's in His name because He is like the one to my name. Yeah.
Okay, so let's say I'm the president of the United States. I say, in the name of the American people who gave me power to speak, right? I speak in the name of the American people because they gave me the power to speak on their behalf by voting for me. Okay? You got it? So, Bismillah in the name of Allah. Okay? The American people is in the name of the American people. Okay? Okay? So, that's the... Why are we saying in the name of Allah? Because that's the beginning that says in the name of Allah. Remember when you have to eat... You say Bismillah, right? Drink Bismillah. You know, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is always to be said. Okay? Now, how about if you start in Quran? If Allah asks when we enter the masjid, we say Bismillah, then when we start the Quran, we say Bismillah, right? Who gave me the authority in the name of Allah? Because He gave me the authority to read the Quran. He gave me the authority to what? Read the Quran. Okay? So Bismillah, who gave me the authority to read the Quran. In the name of Allah, who authorized me to read the Quran. Okay? Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. What is the difference between Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim? Who knows? Both of them mean mercy, right? But what's the difference? Yes, Sudaba.
Gives mercy and
why
He is merciful.
That's right. That's right.
Huh?
MashaAllah. Okay, so which one is the action?
Rahim.
And which one is the nature of Allah?
Rahman.
So the nature of Allah is Rahman. That's His nature. Because He's a Rahman, His actions are Rahim. So Rahman is His nature, Rahim is
His
actions. And He does now Rahman. Envelops everything. Ar-Rahman envelops everything. Means that all creation will benefit from the name of Ar-Rahman, whether they deserve or don't deserve. Do you believe that? All creation of Allah will benefit from the name of Ar-Rahman, whether they are good guys or bad guys.
Yeah.
All of them. Because Allah benefits who? All of them. Does Allah say, okay, I'm going to benefit the good guys and not benefit the bad guys? No. Allah says, everybody will get benefits. In this life, everybody will get benefit. But in the hereafter, would everybody get benefit? No. So who is going to get benefit in the Day of Judgment? Only good people. You got this part? Only good people, right? So... The Ar-Rahman is the nature of Allah and it emphasizes doing a lot of rahmah. A lot of rahmah. Even to the ones who deserve it or the ones who don't deserve it. Okay? Rahim. So Allah in this life is Rahman or Rahim? Rahman. Because He benefits everybody. Okay? And in the hereafter He is? Ar-Rahim. Because He is restricted. He restricted His mercy only to the good guys. So, Bismillah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Okay, The first thing you want to say after Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim is what? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Now, when you say Alhamdulillah, is the meaning Alhamdulillah is thank you Allah? It translates to thank you Allah, right? But in the English word, I can't find an equivalent to Alhamdulillah, because it's not only thank you Allah. Alhamdulillah is not only thank you Allah. Alhamdulillah means more than that. It's hamd. It means that thanking and praise. Thank and thanks and praise be to you Allah. Or you can say, it's a different kind of thanks. Okay. When you thank Allah, okay, you say Alhamdulillah. This is a different kind of thanking. But which means thank Allah and praise Allah together. So Alhamdulillah. Okay. Rabb, what's the meaning of Rabb?
Lord.
Okay. So, or owner. Right? Lord or owner. So, Allah owns what? Allah owns everything. Okay. Even the people who don't believe in Islam, even the idol worshippers, they believe that Allah created everything. Allah is the Lord of everything. Allah created everything. Even the bad guys at the time of Prophet Muhammad, they also believe that Allah created everything. Okay, Christians believe that Allah created everything. Jewish people, the same. Oh yeah, the people with atheists. Remember that atheism is something weird. Why? Because everybody on the face of the earth, okay, knows that Allah is the creator except the atheist. And they rejected that, the presence of Allah, not because they can't, not because they don't believe that he's the creator, but because of they got sick and tired of religion. Sick and tired of people taking advantage of them in the name of religion.
After 150 feet, turn right, Scott Boulevard.
Scott Boulevard.